Read the text quickly. Match titles with texts. There is one extra title. 1. The Art of Traveling Light. 2. Nonstop Traveler. 3. On the Road to Nowhere. 4. Follow Your Dreams. Traveling Online. If you haven't got time to go traveling, you can still enjoy it by following a traveler's experiences on their blog. Here are 3 of the most interesting and unusual Globetrotters online. A. At the age of 17, Alex Chacon set off from his home in El Paso, Texas, and went for a motorbike ride. Alex's 30-day tour of the USA took him California, Washington, and Florida, and gave Alex an aim in life, to travel the world on his motorbike. Although Alex usually travels alone, he has shared his experiences on his blog. While traveling, Alex videos himself doing all sorts of activities against breathtaking backgrounds of remote jungles, deserts, and mountains. On one trip, he filmed himself by moving in a 360-degree circle so that all the famous landmarks would be included. During Alex's motorcycle expeditions, he regularly stops to take part in volunteering projects at orphanages that he comes across on his route. Furthermore, he uses his blog to raise donations for orphans. Alex is now planning to cross Africa, Europe, and Asia. It seems that by the 5th time he's 30, Alex will have ridden his bike across most of the planet. B. Dutch actress Manon Ossevoort has dreamed of traveling from Europe across Africa to the South Pole for years, and she chose a slow form of transport, a tractor. Manon only averaged 5 kilometers each as she drove, but that allowed her to get to know the hospitable people in villages where she stopped over for the night. She would explain why she was going to the South Pole and ask people to follow her blog and write down their own dreams. She promised to build a snowman when she arrived at her destination and leave all their dreams inside it. The idea was popular, and Manon received thousands of dreams on pieces of paper and in emails. Finally, on December 9th, 2014, Manon's dream came true, and she pulled up in a big red tractor at the South Pole. She then built a snowman and left a time capsule inside it with all the dreams she had collected. Manon explained on her blog that when the time capsule is opened in 80 years' time, future generations will be able to read something about our lives and our hopes for the future. C. Have you ever traveled with no luggage? That was the question Rolf Potts aimed to answer on the No Baggage Challenge. However, the task wasn't simply a question of going off for a week to soak up the sun on a beach. Rolf had to travel 50,000 kilometers by plane and get around 11 countries in 42 days, with just the things he could carry in his pockets. Would he be able to do it? Rolf was certainly well qualified enough to try. He was an experienced traveler who wrote a blog about budget travel. Now he planned to update it with regular reports about traveling extremely light. His first No Baggage Challenge entry listed the items he took with him: a toothbrush and toothpaste, a small bottle of soap, a mobile phone and charger, deodorant, sunglasses, a passport, cash, and a credit card. His second entry explained that he had got into the habit of washing his clothes before going to bed during his trips. By the 3rd entry, he was really enjoying luggage-free travel. Potts said that he would never pack any just-in-case items again, because the imagined situations that they were packed for would never happen.